Hare Krishna.
I have an interesting question from Murari Chaitanya Prabhu in Israel. And he's citing, according to him, people of certain religious conviction there, Israelis, who, while they recognized that in Genesis, at the times of Genesis, everyone was vegetarian, but now they not only approve of meat eating, but according to Maharaj Chaitanya, they almost make think that it's a compulsory thing or it's sinful not to eat the flesh of cows and give the opportunity of cows to become thus elevated or liberated. Interesting. Anyway, he's asking, what is this type of conception? Is this really some kind of religion? Is it a trick of material energy, Kali, and so on? Well, we're certainly living in Kali Yuga, and yet we know that even Vedic literatures, according to the different modes of nature that living entities are in, they offer them different types of religious practice, which they can follow. We see even in Krishna consciousness that not everyone who believes in Krishna necessarily chants 16 rounds, follows four regulative principles, ideally they should, but until they do, believing in Krishna is a good thing. Similarly, believing in God and having some form of regulation in life, religious, following some type of religious principles, is better than a completely unregulated, wanton lifestyle. And for that reason, according to the modes of material nature, which determine different types of faith, different types of determination, different types of conviction by different types of worshippers. Vedic literature offered different types of practices. Sakam Yoga, Nishkam Karma Yoga, Shuddha Bhakti, and so on. We're not strangers to that type of approach. And so that there are people who think that killing cows is a religious duty, we see presently in the world there are certain people who think that killing people of the other faith is their religious duty. So you can kill humans, you can certainly also justify killing cows. But just as it's not right to kill humans, similarly, it's not right to kill cows. What should we do? How do we relate to people like this? Well, there will be those amongst these believers who are not necessarily satisfied with that type of practice. They may have that type of practice, but not satisfied with it. Example is many of the devotees who came to Krishna consciousness from some other religious background. I know that I was a vegetarian before I was a devotee because somehow I couldn't equate a animal slaughter with a lifestyle that was meant to be promoting peace and harmony. The concept of ahimsa, or living with minimum violence to other living entities, is generally quite readily understandable to reasonable people. So there are reasonable people of other religious convictions who will be open to understanding higher religious principles. And for those who aren't, well, who aren't reasonable and who aren't yet at that stage. Krishna says, "Satta karmana vidvangso yata kurvanti bhavita." Don't get into useless debate and argument with them if they're beyond any type of understanding, but rather try to engage them in devotional activities so that they become gradually elevated, as is the Vedic system. So that and devotional activities, if they can, chant Hare Krishna, eating prasadam is certainly one easy way of elevating others, getting them to read some Srila Prabhupada's books. So by these activities, gradually people of a lower understanding of spiritual life become elevated, and in due course of time, as did many of the devotees from Western background, they come to the conclusion that Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatma Sadurabha, that Krishna is the absolute truth, the supreme personality of Godhead, and human form of life means worshipping him and serving him. But it doesn't happen overnight. So yes, many such religions exist worldwide with all types of misconceptions. It's a real challenge on part of devotees to try to elevate them, and yet here we are as living proof that the process does work and continues to work for all the millions and millions of people who are regularly becoming enlightened by contact with pure devotional service and the ultimate teachings of Vedic literature. Hare Krishna.